Welcome to World Mental Health Day, everyone. We're in York at the university, and I'm with Simon Gilbody and Emily Peckham and Vanessa Garrity. And we've got a special World Mental Health Day event here in York called Putting Mental and Physical Health on the Same Page. So Simon and Emily, tell us about this event. Why are you doing this?
Well, this is World Mental Health Day. This is the third time we've been able to celebrate World Mental Health Day here at the University of York. And this is great because it gives us a chance to coalesce around some of the work that we do here at the University of York and at the whole York Medical School, and a chance to connect with the community that we're within. So it's a chance for the University of York to really showcase some of the work that we do and the connections that we've got with the community and the big problems that we seek to tackle through the research that we do. So It's quite a celebration, because if you'd have come to the University of York 10 years ago, there would be very little presence in terms of mental health research. So we've gone from 0 to 60 in quite a short period of time. And I think the fact that we're able to have this as a piece in the calendar year in, year out, so there will be a World Mental Health Day celebrated next year, is a testament to how far we've got in such a short period of time. So York, historically not been big on mental health research, but you know, in terms of sort of social and economic research, it's what they've done well over the years. So this translates into what we do here in York. So one of the most profound health inequalities that exist, and health inequalities has always been a big thing at the University of York, one of the most profound health inequalities are those experienced by people who use mental health services. So that's what our session's about today. So we're interested in putting physical and mental health on the same page. So we're trying to sort of seek deeper understanding as to why there's a big gap in life expectancy and amongst the health that people who use mental health services can expect, how we can understand that and how we can begin to try to intervene to reduce those health inequalities, but also how we can seek to innovate and take research and practice in new directions. So we've got a really rich lineup today. So that's why we're here celebrating mental health research in World Mental Health Day. And this is why we're keen to pursue this topic of health inequality. So that's what we're about.
And the hashtag today is WMHDYork. And Emily, give us a picture of who's talking here today. For people following online, what can we expect?
So we've split the day into two halves. So the first half of the day, we're going to be talking about things that the research that we've done so far in York, where we've got to, what we've been doing. And then the second half of the afternoon is going to be about where we're looking to go towards in the future, things that we need to be doing, things that we need to be thinking about. So the day will start with Simon talking about the Closing the Gap project that we began a year ago and where we've got to with that. And then I'll be talking about a cohort of people with severe mental ill health that we've spent the last 3 years setting up, and what we're going to aim to be doing with that project, and some early information we've got from the participants in that project around their lifestyle and health related behaviours. Then my colleague Della Bailey will be talking about the Scimitar project, which was a trial of a smoking cessation intervention for people with severe mental ill health. And so she's going to be telling you a bit about the intervention, what the intervention was like, how participants found it, and what we aim to do next regarding that project. After that, we're going to have a short break, and then we're going to go into the where we want to go next. So we're going to start with Andy Bell from Equally Well, giving us a bit of background about the Equally Well initiative and what they're aiming to do. And that's going to be followed by Joe Firth talking about the Lancet Psychiatry Commission that's recently been published in this area, and giving us an update on that and where we should be looking to the future and the research that we need to be conducting to narrow this health gap that people with SMI experience. We're then going to have Abisola talking about the Diamonds programme, which is it's about an intervention to help people with SMI and comorbid diabetes and how they might better self-manage their diabetes. That's then going to follow with Piran White talking about green and blue space and mental health. So that's some of the work that we're going to be doing as part of the Closing the Gap initiative, is really looking towards what we might do in green and blue space and how that research might help people with SMI and where we might go with that. And the day is going to close with Lena Geiger talking about digital technologies and how digital technologies might be used in this population as well. So that's really just a brief outline of the day. And then the final thing, of course, is you from Mental Health just giving us an update on what's gone on from your point of view and outside, not outside the room, because that's the wrong thing to say, beyond the room.
No, I just think it's quite timely because in the last week I've had some quite critical discussions really about World Mental Health Day and really about the wellbeing focus on mental health. And there's a lot of people who online have been saying that, you know, the focus on mental health politically and through the media is often at the wellbeing end of the spectrum rather than focusing on people with SMI. And also linked to that around World Mental Health Day, being quite superficial, you know, online in terms of what's tweeted. So I think being able to focus on mental health inequality and looking at people with SMI and having quite a holistic focus, which I think you've really achieved with your speakers, is really positive. So I'm hoping that people who listen online to this will have an appreciation that that's kind of the angle that today is going to be covered from, and it's really important that we get lots of people listening and joining in the conversation so we can open that up a little bit more.
We're hoping to interview all the speakers that Emily's outlined there in the programme later on today. So if you're listening and you've got any questions for any of those eminent people, then do tweet us. Hashtag is WMHDYork. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to it.